So we just read from Deuteronomy chapter 12,
where
we have God giving instruction to the Israelites, and you get a picture of what God thinks about false religion. He warns for their practices, don't do them, and he tells them to get rid of the influence from among them. Today, I actually want to talk about one of those false religions.
And that is
the false religion of Hinduism. Now, you might say, what on earth do we need to know about Hinduism? And the answer is simply because we keep running into them when we are sharing the good news. A couple of weeks ago, I believe we only spoke to Hindus on one day. Eight of them.
Yeah.
None of them actually got saved at that point in time. Some of them were listening, they were interested, others were not.
But
we asked all of them,
yeah,
what do you believe will happen when you die?
Yeah?
And they couldn't give an answer. They had no idea. Yeah? They didn't know. And I thought maybe it's good for us to have an understanding of what Hinduism actually teaches.
So
you also understand why is it far removed from biblical Christianity. Hinduism is a false religion and they're on a path that leads to death.
Yeah,
these people need to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
Is there any special way we need to share the gospel with them? No.
They
just need to hear the gospel.
Yeah,
because the gospel is the power unto God, of God and salvation. But it's helpful to be able to understand what they think.
Yeah,
in fact, if you talk to them, they will say, oh, yeah, Jesus, we believe in him. Of course, they don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. But they will say, oh, they believe in Jesus as one of the manifestations of their God. Of their God or as some great teacher. Now, Hinduism is also not a small religion. It's actually the third largest religion in the world.
Yeah,
I searched on the internet and it says currently there are 1.2 billion people who follow Hinduism. Now, 1 billion of them live in India. Yeah, but of course Nepal is also a country where a lot of percentage of the country actually is Hindu. And that's a country we actually find people
from Nepal.
Yeah. Now, of course, because it's a false religion, the God of Hinduism is not the God of the Bible. And as we'll see, the God of Hinduism is actually Satan. Yeah. So let's start holding Hinduism against the Bible. Here's a first belief that Hindus are into. And that is that God can be called by any name. Now, let's see how that lines up with Scripture. Go to Exodus 23, verse 13. Exodus 23, verse 13. And it says there, and in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth.
به هر آنچه به شما گفتم به دقت گوش بسپارید. نام خدایان غیر را ذکر مکنید و زبانتان شنیده نشود.
So do you think God is okay with referring to him by whatever name you can come up with. No, he's not. He even specifically says that we shouldn't even name the names of false gods. Yeah, and some of you have slangs that contain the name of a false god. That's part of culture, that's part sometimes of language. But we should not do that. Because God said, don't even
let these
names be heard out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Go to Deuteronomy
18:20.
But the prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Yeah, so God is pretty serious about people saying, oh, I am from this religion, promoting this false god. God says their punishment is death. Yeah, God doesn't tolerate that. Yeah, there are people that say, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if you worship God and it doesn't matter how you call him, we all worship the same God. No, we don't. There's only one God. And the others that are called gods are with small g. And in a moment I will come back to who they actually are. Because the Bible has something to say about
it. Yeah.
For now, go to Joshua
23.
That shall come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. Joshua 23:7.
مبادا با این قوم ها که در میان شما باقی مانده اند در آمیخته نام خدایانشان را بخوانید و یا به آنها سوگند خورید با آنان را عبادت کرده در برابرشان سجده کنید.
Notice again that it's mentioning, don't even make mention of the name of their gods. Yeah, don't use that name. The name matters. Yeah, Deuteronomy 12, which we read, verses 1 to 3. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers give thee to possess it, all the days they live that you live upon the earth. He shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And you shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Yeah, is God the only true God that actually exists? The creator of everything?
Yeah.
Is he okay that his creation
just
goes around and worships so-called gods? No, he orders the Israelites to destroy every presence of them in their country. Destroy the altars. Destroy the
name of,
so the name of them cannot be found anymore.
Yeah.
Do not tolerate this presence of this false worship. Here's a question.
سوالی که دارم اینه.
Yeah. What does the Bible says about freedom of religion?
کتاب مقدس در مورد آزادی مذهب چی میگه؟
Is God okay with people just worshiping whatever they want?
آیا خدا اوکیه کتاب مقدس که هر خدایی رو خواستیم بپرستیم؟
No, he's not.
نه.
He speaks against everything that is false.
خداوند میگه که هر چیزی که دروغه ضد صحبت کنید و بیسید.
Why?
چرا؟
Because these false religions leading people to hell.
این مذهبای دروغی باعث گم شدگی و نابودی و به جهنم رفتن خیلی
religions.
این مذهبین دروغی نابود میکنه مردمی رو که خداوند عاشقشونه.
Yeah, I'm for Deuteronomy 12 1 and 3.
من تصدیق 12 تا 3 رو قبول دارم.
Where the falsehood is dealt with by removing the names.
حتی باید نامشون رو از مملکتمون از کشورمون بیرون کنیم.
And the name matters.
چرا؟ چون نام مهمه.
Yeah, God does not want to be called by the name of other false gods. Now, of course, what is the name we call on?
اما نام چی رو ما میخونیم و ما به کدوم خداوند و نام کدوم خدا اعتقاد داریم؟
The name of Jesus.
نام
yeah.
عیسی مسیح.
Jesus is the name we call on.
و نام عیسی مسیح نامی است که میخونیم.
Yeah. Sometimes people say, "Oh, bless you."
خدا برکت.
Okay. From out of which name?
با کی برکتم بده؟ با چه نامی برکتم بده؟
Bless you. As a Muslim, okay, that doesn't mean anything.
مسلمون در نام الله من نمیتونم برکت بگیرم برای
کسی. Because it's a false god, small g, doesn't exist.
خدایی که وجود نداره، خدایی که اعتقاد قدرت نداره.
Go to Philippians 2.
فیلیپیان 2 صفحه 317.
Yeah, the name matters.
نام مهمه.
9-10.
9-10.
Therefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth.
9-10 317
از این جهت خدا نیز او را بسیار سرافراز نمود به نامی را که برتر از همه نام هاست به دو بخشید تا به نام عیسی هر زانوی از آن چه در آسمان و بر زمین و زیر زمین است خم شود.
Yeah, the name of Jesus is above all names. Yeah? Read Acts 4:12.
اعمال رسولان فصل 4 آیه 12 رو بخون.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
4:12 صفحه 192.
و در هیچ کس غیر از او نجات نیست، زیرا که نامی دیگر زیر آسمان به مردم عطا نشده که بدان باید ما نجات یابیم.
Yeah, there is only one name given.
فقط یک نام داده
شده. What name? The name of Jesus.
نام عیسی مسیح.
Now, how does it line up in Hinduism?
با هندویی چه رابطه‌ای داره؟
Now, Hinduism, dependable where you search.
هندو گرایی و هر جایی که تحقیق کنی.
Because they have this hierarchy and they have these different manifestations.
میگن طبقه وجود داره، هر جوری خداوند یه جوری خودش نشون داده.
And you will find numbers ranging from 333 million gods.
33 میلیون خدا وجود داره.
Yeah, different names.
هر کدومشون نام وجود داره.
And of course everybody with هر کدومشون specific one thinks theirs is the best one.
فکر میکنن اون خدای که خودش اعتقاد داره بیشتر از اینه که اعتقاد داره.
Does that line up with the Bible?
کتاب مقدس این 33 میلیون خدا رو قبول داره؟
No. One name is given.
یک نام داده شده.
The name of Jesus.
نام عیسی مسیح که بالاتر از هر نامی است.
Yeah, God. The Bible says there's only one God.
خداوند میگه کلام خداوند
میگه فقط یک
خدا وجود داره و فقط یک خدا و یک نام داره.
Not numerous gods or manifestations of God that you can worship by any name.
شدن خداوند در نامها و اعتقادهای دیگه وجود نداره.
Now go to 1 John 5:10.
اول یوحنا فصل 5 آیه 10.
Yeah, because if you don't have the name of Jesus,
اگر نام عیسی مسیح رو ندارید,
you're in trouble.
صفحه 387.
1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son.
آنکه به پسر خدا ایمان آورد در خون شهادت دارد و آنکه به خدا ایمان نیاورد او را دروغگو شمرده است، زیرا به شهادتی که خدا درباره پسر خود داده است ایمان نیاورد.
Yeah, you have to have Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh.
خدایی که جسد پوشید.
Otherwise you're toast. Romans 10:9-13.
9-13.
That if thou confess, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believed on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
زیرا اگر به زبان خود عیسی خداوند را اعتراف کنی و در دل خود ایمان آوری که خدا او را از مردگان برخیزانی نجات خواهی یافت چون که به دل ایمان آورده می شود برای عدالت و به زبان اعتراف می شود به جهت نجات و کتاب می گوید هر که به او ایمان آورد سرافکنده نخواهد شد زیرا که میان یهود و یونانی تفاوتی نیست که همان خداوند همه است و دولتمند است برای همه که نام او را می خواهند
Yeah, the name that people call on matters.
Yeah,
this belief that people all over the world just look upon the sky and just call on the God that they don't know. Yeah. That is not enough. We are to call on the name of the Lord. And the name is given to us in the New Testament. And the name is Jesus. Yeah, Hindus do not believe that. Yeah, because they believe in different gods. And of course, the Bible does give different names of God.
Yeah, we see
Abraham referred to God as God Almighty, David as Jehovah. Yeah, but we in the New Testament, the Lord that they also called on, his name is revealed to us,
and the name is Jesus.
The other false gods, or the other gods, small g, that people refer to,
are not
just empty names.
Yeah,
they're referring to devils. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, 19 and 21. What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils.
پس چه گوییم؟ آیا بت چیزی می باشد یا که قربانی بت چیزی است؟ نه. بلکه آنچه امتها قربانی می کنند برای دیوها می گذرانند نه برای خدا. و نمی خواهم شما شریک دیوها باشید. شما نمی توانید که هم از جام خداوند و هم از جام دیوها بنوشید. و هم از سفره خداوند و هم از سفره ماییده دیوها نمی توانید قسمت کنید.
So when these Hindus, yeah, bow down for their statues of wood and of metal and yeah, oh, it's just them misguided. They it doesn't mean anything. It's just worshipping a physical object. It's just them. It's just stupid. Is that what the Bible says? No, this is not neutral. The Bible says when they worship those idols. The Bible says they are serving devils. They're worshiping devils.
و جنهای خدا رو قدرت میدن.
Yeah, it's devil worship.
در حقیقت پرستش خدا رو دارم.
When you see,
شیطان رو میکنن.
When you see gods mentioned in the Bible.
وقتی نام خداوند داده میشه.
Yeah, you will find it consistently refers to devils.
خدا در کنار شیطان هم نام برده شده.
Now, let's look at some of those gods.
Small g
of the Hindus.
هندوها دارن.
And of course, I won't give you their names.
اسمشون رو نمیارم.
Because I just read we shouldn't even let the names come out of our mouth.
کلام خداوند گفته حتی نامشون از دهانتون بیرون نیاد. پس من نام نمیبرم.
I will describe them to you.
اما توضیح میدم براتون به چی اعتقاد دارم.
And this will paint a picture that you might recognize.
تصویری رو بهتون میده که شاید شما قبول داشته
باشید. So I will just focus on the three main ones.
سه تا اصلیش رو بهتون نشون میدم که گروهای بزرگ به اون ستاها اعتقاد دارن.
Now the first one
اولیش
is pictured
تصویری داره
always with snakes above his head.
مار داره بالا سرش.
Second one
دومیش
same thing snake
مار داره دور گردنش.
It's often depicted with skulls
و معمولا با جمجمه است.
With fire
با آتش.
One of them has a pitchfork in his hand.
یه دونه حالت چنگال چنگال داره.
And I'm just describing you their statues, yeah?
مجسمه ها بت‌هاشون رو من براتون توضیح میدم.
Is there anything that would remotely make you think of?
وقتی نگاه میکنین فکر میکنین خدا رو توش دیدین؟
Yeah, that's kind of picturing Satan in our minds,
yeah? همشون تو ذهن ما شیطان رو نشون میده.
Yeah? Go to Revelation 12:9.
مکاشفه 12:9.
Yeah, and the great dragon must cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out in the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, of course, Satan is referred in the Bible as the serpent, the old serpent. That Hinduism is a serpent's religion. Yeah. If you see Hindus, they are bowing down, they are worshipping statues that depict snakes. Now, of course, the Bible says you shouldn't bow down for statues to begin with.
Yeah.
But Hinduism is a satanic religion. Yeah. Another of those three main gods is depicted as having two genders, male and female. Now, what does the Bible says about who God is?
کتاب مقدس در مورد اون که خدا کیست چی میگه؟
Now, I won't tire you with God the Father and God the Son because
زیاد
obviously that is male.
میدونین خدای پدر، خدای پسر، خدا مرده، در حقیقت جنسیت
مرده. But also the Holy Ghost is referred to as male.
به عنوان مرد نام برده شده.
Not female.
نه زن.
Go to John 14:26. Give you one example of that.
14:26 رو باز کنید.
But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whosoever I have said unto you.
Farsi doesn't have gender in a third person.
Yeah. That might not work in Farsi, yeah.
Yeah.
But read it anyway, but
14:26.
Amma tasalli dehande ya in Rodos ki pedar u ra be ism man nifirstad. U hame chiz ra be shoma ta'lim khahad dad va anche be shoma goftam be yad shoma.
Yeah. Now, in the Bible, it specifically tells us the gender here.
Yeah,
I understand the Farsi, you don't have that.
But
the idea of a goddess or female god is foreign to Christianity.
مؤنث قریب برای مسیح.
God is depicted as male.
خداوند مرد و مذکر
نام برده. Now here is something that I hear from so-called Christian groups.
گروهایی که مسیحی خودشونو میخوان.
Yeah, and they will say, oh, what about the Shekinah glory?
قدرت شکاینای خداوند چی؟
Is that not referring to the feminine face of God?
صورت زنانه خداوند رو نمیبرن.
If you find yourself in an church where they're using this term,
yeah,
you're in the wrong place. You need to get out
and
run screaming in another direction because it's not Bible.
Now,
let me tell you where they get this from.
Now,
first of all, they got it directly from Judaism, which is also a false religion. They come from the Kabbalah. Yeah, it's not from the Bible.
But
guess where it comes from further back.
اما برگردیم به عقب‌تر و عقب‌تر ببینیم در تاریخ این نام در کجا بوده.
Hinduism.
Hindu.
It's a term that's actually related to Hinduism.
کلمه هندو گرایی در هندی قرار گرفته.
Yeah, the god with female and
خدایی که هم مؤنث هم مذکر اعتقاد هندویی.
Yeah? I hope you start to see how far removed Hinduism is from biblical Christianity.
اعتقاد هندویی از مسیحیت واقعی دوره.
Oh, but they're nice people.
هی آدمای خیلی خوبی.
Yeah, I'm sure they're nice people.
100% آدمای خوبی هستند.
But they're utterly wrong of what they believe.
اما اعتقادشون غلطه و مقصدشون
نابودی. And what they believe will lead them to hell.
اعتقادی که دارن به جهنم میرسونتشون.
And to give you an idea, in the past,
بگم در گذشته,
human sacrifice was part of Hinduism.
قسمتی از هندوگرایی قربانی انسان‌ها بود.
Yeah, we just read from Deuteronomy 12, God warning.
کتاب خداوند در
تصدیه
در این ملت‌ها انسان قربانی می‌کنند.
What were the what were they into?
چیکار میکردن؟
The human sacrifice.
قربانی انسان‌ها، کشتن، قتل انسان‌ها برای بچه کشتن، بچه کشتن، خونه اون.
Yeah, today that is prohibited.
امروز تو دنیامون غیر قانونیه. اجازه ندارن این کارو بکنن.
Hinduism is a wicked religion.
اما هندویی در اون زمان که اجازه داشتن این کارو میکردن.
Oh, but they believe in Jesus.
اعتقاد دارن به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, they actually believe that Jesus came to India.
اعتقاد دارن که عیسی مسیح اومد هند.
Yeah, he became this great Hindu.
شد گروه هندویی.
And then went back.
و بعد عیسی برگشت.
Yeah. That's not Bible.
که مقدس نیست. اعتقاد نداره.
Here's what Jesus go to John 8:24.
Yep.
I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe, that Jesus saying, if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Now, what is Jesus referring to when he says, I am he?
Now,
go to Isaiah 43, because this is actually a reference to the Old Testament, and read verses 10 and 11. Yeah? So, what is he saying when he says, I am he? Now, here it says, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Yeah? Even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior.
خداوند می‌فرماید شما شاهدان من هستید و خادم من که شما را برگزیدم تا مرا بشناسید و به من ایمان آورید و دریابید که من او هستم، پس از من از خدایی مصور نشده و پس از من نیز نخواهد بود.
Yeah, well, what does it mean when Jesus says I am he?
من او هستم.
Now, it means that he is the only God, and that he is the only Savior.
Yeah.
It's not believing in Jesus and then we have all those other gods, all those other ways to heaven.
No.
The Bible says you have to believe that Jesus is the only Savior, that he is the one. Otherwise, you will die in your sins. Yeah? Can I just believe in Jesus and then next to it have my parachute religion just in case? No, no. You have to trust in Jesus alone. Ditch everything else. Now, let's talk about another major belief of Hinduism.
یکی دیگه از اعتقادات بزرگ هندوی.
And that is reincarnation.
اینه که دوباره تبدیل میشی به یه چیز دیگه.
Yeah, they believe that there's a cycle.
یه چرخه‌ای وجود داره.
Many cycles
of
birth,
تولد,
and then death, and then rebirth, and then death.
مرگ و دوباره تولد, مرگ و دوباره تولد.
Yeah, the person is reborn all the time.
یه نفر میتونه چندین بار متولد بشه.
And then the place you're reborn into depends on your previous life.
جایی که متولد میشی بستگی به زندگی قبلیت داره. اگه آدم خوبی بودی جای بهتری متولد میشه. اگه آدم بدی بودی میری جای پستر.
Now, is this a biblical concept?
آیا این کتاب که مقدس اعتقاد کتاب مقدسی است؟
Of course it's not.
نه, نیست.
Go to Hebrews 9,
Ebranian, no.
27 and 28.
27 and 28.
And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
و چنان که مردم را یک بار مردن و بعد از آن داوری مقرر است.
27 28.
Oh, 28 and 28.
Yeah.
Which one? Hebrews.
Hebrews
9, 10, 28. No, 26.
Yeah.
9, 27,
28. No, 27.
How many cycles is that? Zero. Zero. Yeah, it's appointed to man once to die, and afterwards the judgment. There are no cycles.
Now,
Imagine the level of
deception چقدر مردم گول خوردن
of people that are caught up in this.
مردمی که در این اعتقاد
So they live their lives, you don't know.
کل زندگیشون رو زمین فکر میکنن.
They believe they will die one time.
یه روز میمیرن.
But then they also believe they'll be reborn.
دوباره زنده میشن.
Again and again and again.
دوباره.
That greatly changes the way you value life and you look at that.
روش زندگی و ارزش زندگی برات کاملا عوض میشه اگر اینجوری باشه.
And that's literally what they believe.
اعتقادشون همینه.
In one of their writings, all those writings.
نوشته‌هاشون.
There's this guy who has to fight against his own kin, his own people.
یه کسی هست که ضد مردم خودش، قوم خودش باید بجنگه، نامه نوشته، کتابی نوشته.
Yeah, and he struggles with that.
مشکل داره سر این موضوع.
Because I like these people. I don't want to fight them. I don't want to kill them. Now, of his Lord, yeah, his God, yeah, then talks to him and said, hey, you're greatly mistaken.
Yeah?
Because it really doesn't matter when they die.
کی بمیرن؟
Yeah, because you only speed up the cycle.
فقط سرعت چرخششون رو زیاد میکنی.
Yeah, it's literally being referred to as changing clothes.
لباسشون عوض میکنی. یعنی میمیرن یه لباس دیگه تنشون میکنی.
Yeah, you die then you just take new clothes on. You can new body.
لباس کثیف شده ببریمش بندازیمش دور یکی دیگه برداریم یه بدن جدید بگیریم.
For us knowing the truth, that is a frightening view of life.
ما به عنوان حقیقت اعتقاد عجیبیه که بخوایم تصور کنیم که
yeah, because we know
لباس عوض میکنیم بدن
Once a person dies, it's over. That's then a judgment. I don't want my bus driver to be a Hindu. Yeah, maybe he thinks he's ready.
To start
his next cycle. Yeah, and shorten the cycle for the passengers as well.
و اون چرخه رو کوتاه کنم که پشت سریام هم یه چرخه جدیدی رو
yeah, and his false view, oh, we're just changing clothes.
من اعتقادش لباسم رو دارم عوض میکنم این بدن به درد نمیخوره ببینیمش یکی دیگه بگیریم
yeah, the reality is that as soon as he dies
اینه که به محض اینکه بمیره
he ends up in hell
به جهنم خواهد رفت
That's a wicked concept.
اعتقاد خیلی عجیب
How many Hindus have died by now?
هندوهای امروز فوت کردن.
And when they opened up their eyes,
وقتی چشماشون رو باز کردن.
Yeah, they find themselves in hell.
و خودشون رو در جهنم
Like the rich man story, the story of Lazarus.
مثل لازارس و اون ثروتمندی که اونجا بود.
That's what Hinduism does.
هندو اون کارو میکنه.
That's a wicked religion. That's why we need to preach against it.
برای همین باید ضدشون صحبت کنیم با اعتقاداتشون.
That's why they desperately need to hear the gospel.
برای همین انجیل رو باید بشنویم.
Here's another concept specific to Hinduism.
یه اعتقاد دیگه هم هست برای هندو.
And it's karma.
بهش میگن کارما.
Now Christians have started to use this term karma.
کلمه کارما رو مسیحی‌ها شروع کردن استفاده کردن.
And they say, oh, it's the idea, something you did something bad, and then something bad will be coming to you.
Karma برای تو اتفاق افتاده.
That is karma.
این کارماست.
Now, first of all, Christians shouldn't be using words from false religions.
اول از همه مسیحیان نباید کلمه‌ای از مذهب دروغی رو استفاده کنند.
Yeah, because this is not a word you can find in the Bible.
کلمه‌ای که در مقدس پیدا بشه پیدا نیست.
Yeah. But people say, oh, but karma is in the Bible.
Karma در کتاب مقدس
است. No, it's not.
نه نیست.
Now, let me read you the verse that people would refer to.
اون آیه ای رو که بقیه به اشاره میکنن رو بهتون بگم. غلاطیان 6:7.
Yeah, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7.
صفحه 305.
خود را فریب مدهی. خدا را استثناء نمی‌تواند کرد زیرا که آنچه آدمی بکارد همان را درو خواهد
And they will say, see, this is karma.
این کارماست دیگه.
No, it's not. This is Galatians 6:7 which talks about sowing and reaping.
بکاری برداشت خواهی
کرد. Yeah, you sow good things, you reap good.
چیزهای خوب بکاری، چیزهای خوب برداشت خواهی کرد. چیزهای بد بکاری، بد برداشت خواهی کرد.
Because they don't really understand what karma actually means in Hinduism.
چون معنی واقعی کارما در هندی رو قبول ندارن.
The literal translation
معنی واقعی کارما
و
اعتقاد هندی ها اینه که
The meaning of the word karma is work. Works.
Yeah.
Deeds you do, actions you
عمل‌هایی رو که انجام میدی، کارهایی رو که میکنی.
And the whole idea behind it is in salvation by works.
و آخرش برمیگرده به نجاتت که از طریق اعمال اتفاق yeah. میفته.
You live a good life.
زندگی خوبی
you
زندگی
do good
میکنی.
Works.
کارهای خوبی رو
yeah.
میکنی.
Eventually you get reincarnated into a better place.
دوباره زندگی بهتری خواهی داشت، تولدی تازه و یک انسان بهتری.
And I believe that time after time after time.
بعد و بعد و بعد و بعد بعد از دوباره آخر سر به جایی میرسی.
place of perfection.
به تکامل کامل میرسی.
And then that is when you are reunited with the source. That's our idea of salvation.
با مرکز اون یکی میشی. نجات یعنی همین.
Yeah. When they say karma,
وقتی میگن کارما,
they say salvation by works.
نجات با اعمال رو قبول دارن.
Yeah. Trying to attain perfection
سعی میکنن به تکامل خودشون برسن
in order to become one with the source
که یکی بشن با اون منبع خودشون.
Now what does the Bible say?
کلام خداوند میگه
Ephesians 2:8-9
Ephesians 2:8-9
For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان، این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست، نه از اعمال، تا هیچ کس فخر نکنه.
Salvation is by faith.
اعمال افسسیان 2:8-9.
Salvation is by faith, not of works.
ما از نجاتمون از ایمان و نه از اعمالمون.
Go to Romans 11:6.
رومیان 11:6.
Where it says, and if by grace, then is it no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Yeah. So let me rephrase this for you. Yeah? If karma means works, then it is if it's by grace, then it is no more of karma.
Yeah?
Otherwise, grace is no more grace.
دیگه فیض نیست.
And if it's by karma,
اگر با کارماست,
then it's no more grace. Otherwise, karma is
no more
karma.
دیگه karma
Karma is works, and it's not a biblical concept.
Karma عمله و کتاب مقدسی نیست و اعتقاد مسیحی نیست.
It's Hinduism, not Christianity.
هندویی هست و کلمه هندویی و مسیحیتی جای درونش
نداره. It promotes a false idea of a works-based religion.
اعتقادات زیادی هست در مذهبیون زیاد که وجود داره.
Let me give you another false teaching of Hinduism.
یه اعتقاد غلط دیگه یه هندی رو بهتون
بدم. They believe that heaven and hell are temporary.
آسمان و جهنم و بهشت موقتی.
Oh, you physically died and
جسمانی میمیری.
Yeah, you may have to spend some time in heaven or hell, but then you're reborn again.
It's temporary. تو بهشت جهنم قرار میگیری و بعد دوباره سرچرخه جدید رو.
The Bible of course says something completely different.
اما کتاب مقدس این حرفو نمیزنه.
The Bible says that heaven and hell
بهشت و جهنم
are final
ابدیست.
Direct final permanent destinations.
آخر جا و مقصد آخری هر کسی.
You end up either in one of them.
یا بهشتی یا در جهنم.
Now let me show you that. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4.
اول تسالونیکیان فصل 4
and read verses 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
زیرا خود خداوند با صدا و با صدای رئیس فرشتگان و با شیپور خدا از آسمان نازل خواهد شد و مردگان در مسیح اول خواهند برخاست. آنگاه ما که زنده و باقی باشیم با ایشان در ابرها رو بوده خواهیم شد تا خداوند را در هوا استقبال کنیم و همچنین همیشه با خداوند خواهیم بود.
Now, of course, the context here is there's a resurrection. Now, does this sound like this is temporary? No, it says we shall forever be with the Lord. Yeah. Go to 2 Corinthians 5:8. Yeah. And this is about when a saved person dies.
5:8.
That the next destination, he directly goes to heaven, if he's in Christ.
Yeah?
We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Yeah? You physically die,
just
if you're in Christ,
هستید,
you'll be with the Lord.
در حاضر شد. Yeah? در آن لحظه.
And of course it is forever and ever.
و تو
yeah? Also hell is eternal.
و جهنم هم ابدی
let me give you one of the verses. Revelation 20:10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه می کند به دریاچه آتش و دوگه انداخته شد، جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند و ایشان تا ابد شبان روز عذاب خواهند کشید.
Yeah, there's no end to hell. A person ends up there.
He's
doomed forever.
Yeah,
it's not temporary.
موقت نیست.
Today's Hindus think they will have another shot on life.
هندوها فکر میکنن بازم شانس خواهند داشت.
یه بار دیگه تلاش. They can try again to get closer to their version of salvation.
میتونن به زندگی بعدی تلاش بیشتری کنن.
After living a good life.
یه زندگی خوبی بکنن که بعدی بهتر شه.
What is really happening?
واقعاً چه اتفاقی میفته؟
They open their eyes up there in hell.
چشمانشون رو در باز میکنن و در جهنم افتادن چون در اونجا عیسی مسیح رو ندیدن.
People often tell me.
اکثر مردم به من میگن.
They will tell me in the park when we share the gospel.
وقتی بشارت میدیم.
And then you start sharing about
وقتی در مورد ایمانت با کسی صحبت می‌کنی، اکثرا میگن
yeah. Oh, I respect all the religions.
من به همه مذهب‌ها اعتقاد دارم.
I'm Muslim or I'm
Hindu. من مسلمانم، من هندوام،
اعتقاد دارم. But I respect all religions.
به همه احترام می‌ذارم.
Now, I don't.
من احترام نمی‌ذارم.
I actually hate false religions.
من مذهبین دروغین متنفرم.
I hate their false prophets. I hate their false teachers.
اعتقاد نباشی نشستم درسای دروغینشون رو متنفرم.
Why? Because it dooms people to hell.
چون بقیه رو گمراه کرده و
Hinduism dooms people to hell.
و هندوگرایی مردم رو داره به جهنم
میبره. It's a satanic religion.
و شیطانی هست و خیلی ها رو گمراه کرده.
Hindus desperately need to
hear the gospel. انجیل عیسی مسیح و شنیدن انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Before they figure out there is no other cycle.
بفهمن دیگه چرخه‌ای وجود نداره، من چرخه تموم شده.
Yeah. They need to hear that dying is not like changing clothes.
مردن فقط لباس عوض کردن نیست.
They need to hear there's only one true savior.
باید بشنون که فقط یک نجات.
And they need to trust in him alone before it's too late.
Yeah.
Who has a name? Not many names. Who has a name? And his name is Jesus. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:4.
It's the last verse we go to. 4:4.
Yeah, if you understand more about Hinduism now,
اگر امروز بیشتر فهمیدید
this verse will have more meaning.
این آیه معنی زیادی براتون داره.
In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believed not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them and shine unto them.
ذهن‌های بی‌ایمانشان را کور گردانید.
Yeah. Hindus are utterly blinded by the God of this world, Satan. Yeah. I love Hindus.
Why?
Because they're people, human beings who are deceived. And I want them to have the light. So they don't end up in hell but go to heaven. And the gospel we can just share as we always do. We don't need to know just the gospel. You might need to emphasize a little bit more about that it's Jesus alone, yeah, not your other 330 million gods. But they need to hear just the gospel. Because that's the power of God unto salvation. And to read those Hindus, you don't need to go to Nepal or you don't need to go to India. It turns out they're right here in Greece for us to just talk to.
Yeah,
so amen.
Amen.